There was one other piece of language, and I'm going to have to paraphrase it, but it's odd. The law in Mississippi protects from discrimination claims from anyone who believes that marriage is between one man and one woman. So if the cake baker doesn't want to bake a cake for a same-sex marriage, they get the protection from a discrimination lawsuit. And then there's this, and that sexual relations are reserved solely for marriage. So I wasn't aware of that until I just happened to notice it today. Does that mean that cake baker could refuse a couple that just lives together to bake a cake for someone who just lives together?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's
exactly
what it means.
Why is that not making bigger headlines? Because that affects millions and millions of people. I think a lot of people are sort of beyond the whole you can't have sex before you're married issue.
The Mississippi law makes the other laws look tiny just because of the kind of the provisions you're talking about, and also the number of people and institutions that are allowed to discriminate under the Mississippi law. It's every business in the state. It's every church. It's every it's the government itself. So the breadth of this law is really extraordinary, far greater than the North Carolina law or even the Indiana law that was overturned. So, you know, I think you're right to point out what an extreme version of the law is. But, you know, this is what the legislators wanted.